Welcome everyone, Mezat Hashem. We continue with Kavod Shemayim, Shir number 20. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us the milus, the benefits of a person who does not speak Lashon Hara. Hinei alidei davar kedusha sha'odem medaber. Through the words of kedusha that a person speaks, the person brings more kedusha upon himself. A person says Tehillim, a person davens, he learns Torah, and he speaks words of Torah. He adds more kedusha to himself. V'chein hu lehepech, so to the opposite way as well is true. The person has to be very careful. If he speaks Lashon Hara, he's injecting inside himself a virus of tumor of Lashon Hara. This virus of Lashon Hara is what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, is what killed millions and millions of people throughout our history. That's what a person is doing when he speaks Lashon Hara. He's imbuing himself with this virus, worse than COVID. Furthermore, one is careful with this chait, and they guard their mouth, whether they're in public or whether they're in private. This is a sign. The reason why this person is not speaking Lashon Hara is because of fear of Hashem. Yiras Hashem Yisbarach. And this mitzvah that he is shomer pivul ushoina, that he guards his mouth from speaking Lashon Hara, will testify on this person in the future, when the person stands in front of Hashem, the Malachi Asharis will come up and say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this person did not speak Lashon Hara. And these are all the opportunities he could have spoken, she could have spoken Lashon Hara. And we are these strong, powerful, white, beautiful Malachim that were created for all those times that the person was Chosin Piv and did not speak Lashon Hara.